All Europe looks at our airmail line with reverence. There's nothing like them anywhere abroad. But where we have mail lines, they have passenger lines. Whereas we have very few regularly operating passenger routes by air, Europe is covered with them. And now it seems to me that it's up to us to create and develop passenger lines to compare with our mail routes. We're far better situated in relation to natural flying countries than Europe. We can make long flights, but they're so advantageous to travel by air without crossing an international boundary. You may ask why it is then that Europe has passenger lines so much farther developed than ours. I think that the biggest answer is the government subsidy. Now, we don't want a subsidy over here. I believe that most of us feel that while a subsidy would create passenger routes overnight, so to speak, that in the long run, the size and the distance covered by these passenger routes would be regulated entirely by that subsidy. What we need now in America, I believe, probably more than any other one thing to develop our aviation, is a series of airports at every town and city in the country. And I feel sure that if we're given these airports, that in a very few years, Europe will be looking at our passenger lines as they now look at our mail routes.